Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev, and we rejoice because our Princess Abby is in the house.
That's it.
Hallelujah.
And we hope that we are believing and praying for everybody listening to our voice to have a sensational Saturday.
Absolutely.
Our Do Not Fear scripture for the day comes out of Acts 27:24, and it says, "And said, do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand trial before Caesar, and God has graciously given you the lives of all who sail with you." And, of course, that was when the Apostle Paul was in the ship, and they were about to be shipwrecked. So, isn't it good to know that God will always be with us?
Amen. Never leave us nor forsake us.
That's right.
On today's call, we're going to talk about worthy to escape. Luke 21:36 refers prophetically to the prophetically imminent rapture of the church. The verse says, "Watch ye therefore, and pray always,
that ye may be accounted worthy to escape." Sorry, I had to jump in.
That's all right. "All these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man."
Wow.
We were taken by the phrase "worthy to escape." We looked up the word "worthy" in Strong's Concordance, and it's the Greek word G2661. G2661, and it means to account worthy, to judge worthy. Then we notice that G2661 is the root word, comes from the root word G515, which means to think right.
Wow.
In other words, to be worthy is to have
you have to think right. You have to think right.
But Brother Harold, I thought it was your faith in action that makes you worthy. The truth is, if you don't think right, according to the Word of God, how can you act right? A thought always precedes an action.
That's right.
First thing we're told in Luke 21:36 is to watch ye therefore. Anything that you watch first creates a thought. Now, after catching a visual image, then you become a thought. And after that, we're told to pray. In our contemporary society, it's almost impossible not to catch thoughts that are ungodly.
Yeah.
It's not a matter of watching the wrong TV shows. You can be subjected to trashy commercials while watching a news program or a talk show. It's not a matter of listening to the wrong music on the radio, because you can hear inappropriate humor of the DJ. It's not a matter of reading the wrong kind of books. The cover art on good books can trigger wrong thoughts. If you're drawing a breath, you're daily bombarded with images and words that are not for your spiritual edification. The good news is that your living Heavenly Father, loving Heavenly Father, gives you a way to escape that is not of Him. It's found in 1 Corinthians 10:13.
We can escape anything that doesn't come from the Lord God.
Absolutely.
It's not of Him.
1 Corinthians 10:13 says, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such is common to man. But God is faithful,
Hallelujah.
Who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with temptation all make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it."
Wow.
As we were reading Luke 21:36, the Lord directed us to look at the verse from a different perspective, you know, just different than the rapture preparation. He showed us that this particular scripture is more than just an "I'll fly away" verse. It's a prescription for living in the nasty now.
You know, the bottom line is this, really. It's impossible, hallelujah, for any believer who's honest about it to not catch mental images or audio sounds that trigger thoughts that are ungodly. I mean, you know, you see something, and like Harold said, that thought is in your mind, but the scripture says, "Watch ye therefore and pray." The great author and writer C.S. Lewis once said, "Empty occupied territory is what the world enemy occupied territory is what the world is." You know, and then 500 BC, even 500 BC, Chinese general
Sun Tzu.
Sun Tzu said, if you know the enemy and know yourself, you need not fear the results of 100 battles.
Wow.
That is prophetic.
Yeah.
You and I have to be wise to every tactic the enemy wants to throw our way. And with that knowledge, we can repel the attacks. You know, God lover, Mama Herring, Mama, as I like to call her, taught us that you can, you know, you can't stop a bird from landing on your head, but you don't have to let it build a nest. And that's just what thoughts are that come in. Don't entertain thoughts that are not godly.
That's true.
Don't let them get in there and build a nest. Don't let them get hold of you. The Lord led us to Psalm 71:2. 71:2 says, deliver me in thy righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me and save me. New Living Translation of that scripture says, save me and rescue me, for you do what is right. Turn your ear to listen to me and set me free.
I
want to add in here too, the thought, really, that if you're not reading the word, if you don't take that time to get settled in, really before you get started in the day is the best time. Get in the word and get that down in you so you can start your day with a firm foundation. And the firm foundation is being reminded that God is with you. He'll never leave you, that he's going to take you through this day. I have a confession I confess each day that prepares me to know, hey, you know, this is the day the Lord's made and we will rejoice and be glad in it.
Yes.
Point being is when you pray, he will deliver you to the righteousness. He will cause you to escape negative, self-destructive thoughts through the power of prayer. Luke 21:36 is one thing. It says one other thing that occurred to us. Are you worthy to escape? You know, the point is we have to have asked Jesus to forgive us of our sins. We have to ask him into our lives. We have to proclaim him that we want him to be Lord. So that when we read our Bible in the daytime, before we go out and face our day, he'll bring to our remembrance through the Holy Spirit the things that we read. Oh yeah, we've covered that when something attacks you. And that makes you well able to escape.
Amen.
Well able. You know, have we put him first in our lives? It doesn't mean if you had to run out the door, and I've had to a couple days this week, considering we had people out sick. And I had to go into the store. I didn't get to do all my prayer and reading because I had to take off. But I do it every day. So it's like, even if you took off today, doesn't mean he forsook you. You know, he didn't leave you behind. He's always with you. You just have to go, Lord, forgive me, but I need you today. So if we are expecting to be financially stable, are we tithing even when times are tough? That makes a way of escape. Are we manifesting the fruit of the Spirit in difficult, contentious, personal, and professional situations? If we manifest the Spirit, that makes us worthy of escape. Have you spent your time on this earth wisely, maximizing your time, fulfilling God's purpose, doing the best you can to do what God's prompting you to do? That makes us worthy of escape. Have you been the kind of spouse or parent that are described in the scriptures? That makes you worthy of escaping. A lot of things that we bring on ourselves because of the words of our mouth or the things that, you know, we can escape a lot of negative things. But what we were all striving to do is live the kind of life that prompts God to look at us on Judgment Day and say, wow, well done, my good and faithful servant. And that means that we escaped the negatives from down here, right, babe?
Yes. Yes. As we were about to close this teaching, we came across Psalm 18:3, New Living Translation. I called on the Lord who is worthy of praise, and he saved me from mine enemies.
Oh, that's good.
Honey, I know we couldn't help but laugh. As the word reminded us, one of our favorite African proverbs, which says, where there's no enemy within, the enemies on the outside can't hurt you.
Hallelujah.
If we want to be worthy of escape, then we need to think like he thinks. And believe it or not, that's what he wants us to do. That's why 1 Corinthians 2:16 contains some great news for us. The Bible says, "For who has known or understood the mind, counsels, and purposes of the Lord, so as to escape and instruct him and give him knowledge? But we have the mind of Christ, the Messiah, and do hold the thoughts, feelings, and purposes of his heart." As the possessions, as the possessors of the mind of Christ, we're to have his thoughts, feelings, and purposes. And every believer has the mind of Christ.
It has the capability of taking and absorbing the mind of
but
Christ.
But the point is, whether or not they use it,
that's it.
That's a totally different matter.
Amen. You go, buddy.
We have the thoughts, feelings, and purposes of the heart of Christ when we move in obedience to his divine direction. Romans 12:2, New Living Translation, says to let God transform us into a new person by changing the way we think. We have the mind of Christ. So how do we change the way we think? Proverbs 20:5, Message Bible. Knowing what is right is like deep water in the heart. A wise person draws from the well within.
Wow.
How do we draw out the wisdom from the well within? The mind of Christ, his thoughts, feelings, and purposes. By locating, reading, and speaking, confessing the scriptures that speak to the decision we need to make. Write out the scriptures in your on your smartphone, iPad, tablet, note card, whatever format allows you to refer to them frequently during the day, and not just during your quiet time. When we know the Word of God, we're better equipped to prove ourselves worthy.
Yes.
Now, that's something worthy to think about.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You know, we have Rich Thoughts TV tomorrow night.
Yes, we
People
do.
People say, why don't you mention it during the week? And we go, you know what? Sometimes we forget. We mention it always on Sunday as a reminder. But tomorrow night, don't forget Rich Thoughts TV.
6
It'll
PM.
Make you shout and run
Come
around.
On.
And we'll give you more details tomorrow. In
well,
the meantime.
Until tomorrow morning at 8:30.
That's it.
God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.